Hey everyone, it's Chloe for the Limitless Broadcasting Network, and the holiday season is in full swing. If you are looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, then I'm excited to share our Limitless newsletter with you. If you have a passion for Hollywood, entertainment, or media, this is your chance to dive deeper and get the full story. Think of our newsletter as a digital magazine crafted for the connected community. You can subscribe at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, starting at just $7 a month or $80 for a full year. By subscribing, you'll not only receive the Limitless newsletter, but also gain access to all our exclusive podcasts, including The Secrets Uncovered, The Truth Behind the Lies podcast, Rant Radio, Bump in the Night Chronicles, and Strange World with Robert. And that's not all. Enjoy classic streaming television shows like The I Love Lucy Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Dragnet, and many more. Don't miss out. Subscribe now.
The Christmas season is upon us, and Limitless Broadcasting Network knows you will be searching for gifts for family, friends, and loved ones. While you're on the hunt for the perfect presents, don't forget to visit our online store at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com. We offer horror merchandise like shirts and tumblers that the whole family will enjoy. Plus, when you shop with us, you are supporting a growing media network. So, be sure to head over to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com for all your holiday needs.
Listen, you're in a privileged position to learn a thing or two. Keep your mouth shut and your eyes open.
Hey, I'm Robert with Limitless Broadcasting Network, and you might know me from shows like You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast, The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain, and more. I'm here to talk to you about my new show, premiering exclusively on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. It's called
Robbie Reviews.
It's a new movie review podcast show that lets you know exactly what movies you should see this summer and which movies you should stay away from this summer. So if you are into movies just like I am, you're going to love this podcast.
This ship cannot be crewed by two men. You'll never make it out of the bay.
Son, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. Savvy?
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
That's a smile on that face.
Why so serious? I'm not gonna kill him. Son, you know I can't kill his son, huh? You know I can't even put a bullet in Sean's head? Because Sean was disloyal. If you were anybody else, Tariq, you'd already be dead. The moment you let Tommy in the penthouse to kill me was the moment you were no longer my son, and now you're my enemy.
It's going to exclusively premiere on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. So subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
We all know how much Robbie has been impacted by global superstar Nelly. Now he's going to share the story of Cornell Haynes Jr. coming soon to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to Nellyville.
A dark cloud hanging over Hollywood as writers and actors are simultaneously on strike for the first time since 1960.
Is Hollywood still the place where movie magic happens?
The magic of Hollywood, I think, is one movie, one weekend can change the entire outlook of the entire industry.
Los Angeles is waking up to the fact that it is no longer always the destination of choice for TV and film production. 2024 was the worst year for on-location filming in the city since they started tracking data 30 years ago.
Are you fascinated by Hollywood? Curious about the money and business deals that power the media industry? Welcome to Hollywood Hustle, the podcast that dissects trends and deals, tracing the financial flows that keep the entertainment world thriving today. This is an information and news podcast, so if you're intrigued by Hollywood and want to uncover who truly runs the town, make sure to tune in to Hollywood Hustle.
Hey everyone, welcome to the second episode of Hollywood Hustle.
I'm your host, Albert Parker. Today, we're diving into the downturn of Hollywood production and exploring the possibilities for its revival. Real crisis. The fall and potential resurrection of Hollywood. How America's entertainment capital lost its physical production edge, and the bold plans to bring it back. The fading spotlight. Hollywood's production exodus. Drive through Hollywood today and you'll notice something different about the iconic studio lots that once buzzed with constant activity. The parking lots are half empty. Sound stages sit dormant for weeks at a time. Crews that once moved seamlessly from project to project now scramble for work wherever they can find it, often thousands of miles from California. I'm currently working as a deckhand on a ferry, one of the Outer Banks ferries, veteran crew member Mike Connolly told LA Taco in a recent interview. I love the ocean, I love boats, and the pay is about 3% of what I normally make, but it gets me on the water, it keeps me sane, and I don't bring my work home at night. His story isn't unique. Across Los Angeles, thousands of entertainment professionals are experiencing a fundamental reshaping of an industry that defined Southern California for over a century. The dream factory that once seemed untouchable has proven surprisingly vulnerable. Los Angeles film shoot days have plummeted by a staggering 35% annually since 2019, according to Film LA. Television production, traditionally the most reliable employer for below-the-line workers, has been hit even harder, with annual shoot days falling by nearly 50% during the same period. This isn't just a statistical blip or a temporary downturn. It represents a structural transformation of America's most glamorous industry, one that threatens to permanently diminish Hollywood's role as the epicenter of global entertainment production. The perfect storm. How Hollywood lost its edge. The decline of physical production in Hollywood didn't happen overnight. Rather, it's the culmination of multiple disruptive forces that converged over the past decade, creating what industry insiders call a quadruple whammy that devastated traditional production ecosystems. The collapse of traditional revenue streams. For decades, Hollywood operated on a predictable business model: theatrical release followed by home video sales and television licensing. This model generated reliable profits that sustained production infrastructure and provided steady employment for thousands of workers. The numbers tell a devastating story. Home video revenue has plummeted from $10.1 billion in 2014 to just $900 million in 2024, a staggering 90% decline that represents one of the most severe industry contractions in entertainment history. Major retailers abandoned the format entirely, with Best Buy discontinuing DVD and Blu-ray sales in 2024, and Netflix ending its 25-year DVD rental service in 2023. What was once a $16 billion industry at its 2005 peak has become a niche market worth less than $1 billion, notes entertainment economist Sarah Bernstein. This eliminated a revenue stream that previously allowed studios to recoup costs on theatrical disappointments and generate ongoing profits from catalog titles. The loss of home video revenue might have been manageable if it had simply shifted to digital sales, but that hasn't happened. Digital movie purchases have also declined, indicating a fundamental change in consumer behavior rather than mere format substitution. Theatrical box office, pandemic disruption, and incomplete recovery. The domestic box office, already showing signs of weakness before 2020, experienced an unprecedented collapse during the pandemic. While 2023 marked a recovery milestone with over $9 billion in domestic revenues, the highest since the pandemic, this figure still fell $2 billion short of pre-pandemic levels. The 2024 box office reached $8.7 billion, representing the first post-pandemic year without improvement, and leaving the industry down approximately 23% from pre-pandemic performance. More concerning than revenue figures is the decline in movie-going frequency. The pandemic appears to have accelerated the decline in per capita theatrical admissions by approximately 15 years, with 2024 trending toward just 1.8 tickets sold per American, a historic low. The pandemic didn't just temporarily disrupt viewing habits, explains Martin Kaplan, director of the Norman Lear Center for Media and Society at USC. It fundamentally altered the relationship between audiences and theatrical entertainment. People who broke the habit of theatrical moviegoing during lockdowns simply haven't returned in the same numbers. Industry projections suggest a gradual but incomplete recovery, with revenues expected to reach $10.8 billion by 2029, still below historical peaks. The structural challenges facing theatrical exhibition reflect deeper changes in consumer preferences and the competitive media landscape. The production exodus, following the incentives. While domestic revenue streams contracted, production costs continued to climb. Studios responded by pursuing cost savings wherever they could find them, primarily through relocating production to regions offering generous tax incentives. For a long time, Hollywood thought that they were the only ones who could make movies, much like Detroit thought that they were the only ones that could make cars, Connolly told LA Taco, and they were proven wrong. The numbers confirm his assessment. California's share of nationwide film industry employment has declined from 54% in 2010 to 46% in 2023. Even productions set in Los Angeles are increasingly filmed elsewhere, with shows like Yellowstone shooting primarily in Utah and Montana, Netflix's Hitman in New Orleans, and series set in New York often filming in Toronto. Michael Curtin, professor emeritus at UC Santa Barbara, who has studied workplace practices and the globalization of media since 1984, argues the problem goes beyond simple economics. There's not only the relentless pursuit of cost savings, but there's also a way in which the logic of the system is reducing people to inanimate objects that get shuffled around a board. The streaming paradox. More content, fewer jobs. The explosion of streaming platforms initially appeared to offer salvation for the production industry. Netflix, Amazon, Disney+, Apple TV+, HBO Max, now Max, and others competed aggressively to build content libraries, commissioning hundreds of new shows and films. But the streaming boom created a paradox. While more content was being produced overall, less of it was being made in Hollywood. Streaming platforms, under pressure to control costs, aggressively pursued tax incentives around the globe. The result has been a disconnection between content consumption and production jobs in California. The economics of streaming heavily favor portability of production, explains entertainment attorney Jonathan Handel. Unlike traditional studios with massive physical infrastructures in Los Angeles, streaming platforms can easily shift production wherever the incentives are most advantageous. Warner Bros. Decision to release all 2021 films simultaneously on HBO Max marked a watershed moment, though the industry ultimately pulled back from day-and-date releases following pushback from theater owners. Nevertheless, the pandemic gave consumers extensive experience with at-home viewing of major releases, permanently altering expectations about content accessibility. The human cost. Hollywood's workforce in crisis. Beyond the statistics and business strategies, the decline in Hollywood production has created very real human consequences for the tens of thousands of professionals who depend on a robust local production ecosystem. Josiah Rizzo, a 33-year-old screenwriter and content creator, chose to make a career pivot in 2022 after witnessing the toll that being a Hollywood creative had taken on his friends and himself. "I guess I kind of saw the writing on the wall, and I could see that jobs were coming few and far between," Rizzo said. "I could also see that the jobs that were available were not sustainable."
Are you tired of keeping your frustrations bottled up? It's time to let it out on Rant Radio. Whether it's the unpredictable weather, annoying coworkers, or that friend who never listens, we want to hear your best rants. Call us now at 844-857-7268. Join the conversation and share your thoughts with fellow rant enthusiasts. And guess what? The best rant wins a whopping $2,000 from Limitless Broadcasting Network. So what are you waiting for? Grab your phone, dial 844-857-7268 and start ranting. Rant Radio, where your voice matters. Happy ranting. Do you love podcasts and classic television? Do you want to listen to Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast and Rant Radio, completely ad-free? At Limitless Broadcasting Network, we bring you all your favorites like The Carol Burnett Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and I Love Lucy without any interruptions. For just $7 a month and $80 a year, you can unlock over 90 hours of quality television and podcast programming. Don't miss out. Subscribe today at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, where endless entertainment awaits.
Are you intrigued by true paranormal stories? Do you crave tales of the strange, the dark, and the mysterious? Tune into our new podcast, Bump in the Night Chronicles, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Each episode dives into chilling paranormal phenomena and spine-tingling urban legends. From ghostly encounters to hair-raising myths, we explore the unknown. So if you're brave enough and not easily scared, subscribe now to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com for ad-free episodes.
Are you intrigued by conspiracy theories and the strange, dark, and mysterious? If so, we invite you to subscribe to our new podcast, The Truth Behind the Lies, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
The ripple effects extend far beyond the immediate production workforce. Joseph Rizzo, who owns a business that rents equipment to film productions, explains the trickle-down economics. The film people and the carpenters and the vendors, the gas stations, and all the way down to a gardener, if you're home, you don't need somebody to cut your lawn, because now you're going to do it. According to a 2023 study by Otis College, entertainment employment dropped 17% following the 2023 writers and actors strikes, as many executives began to cut production costs by minimizing writers' rooms, laying off workers, and using below-the-line crew members to fulfill missing roles on set. For Rizzo, the most disheartening aspect is the loss of creative energy that once defined the community. "I know that no more than 5 years ago, if I had to reach out to my friends and say, 'Hey, I have a short film,' I would just have people say, 'I'm busy, but as soon as I'm free, let's do it.' There's an excitement in the air that's not there right now."
Budget inflation and strategic shifts. The paradox of production economics. One of the most perplexing aspects of Hollywood's current crisis is that as traditional revenue streams declined, production budgets soared to unprecedented levels. This apparent contradiction has several explanations. First, pandemic-related production costs added significant overhead to projects, with COVID protocols adding millions to budgets. Second, the competitive streaming landscape pushed producers toward increasingly sophisticated visual effects and high-end production values to differentiate their content. Third, A-list talent commanded premium salaries as platforms competed for star power to attract subscribers. The budget escalation becomes obvious when examining franchise evolution. The Fast and the Furious cost $38 million to produce in 2001, while Fast X required over $340 million, a nearly tenfold increase that far outpaces inflation. Productions with budgets exceeding $200 million, once rare occurrences, have become commonplace in the 2020s. Beyond individual films, studios now allocate enormous content budgets across their operations. In 2024, Disney spent approximately $33 billion on content. Warner Bros. Discovery allocated $23 billion, and Netflix budgetted $17 to $18 billion. These figures reflect the new reality that studios must simultaneously feed streaming platforms with vast amounts of content while producing fewer, more expensive theatrical releases. "The economics don't make sense anymore," says veteran producer Alan Bergman. "We're spending more to make less, and we're making more that earns less. It's not sustainable." The globalization of film production, competing in a borderless industry. While Hollywood struggles, the film and content industry has become highly decentralized, with international co-productions able to share resources and access funding across multiple countries. American films and TV series have benefited from generous tax incentives for shooting in Europe, Canada, Australia, and increasingly in emerging production hubs like South Korea and New Zealand, making Hollywood locations comparatively expensive. On-location filming in Hollywood has declined around 34% in the last 5 years, according to Film LA. While many film workers have lost their jobs as a result, the slowdown isn't only due to incentives to shoot in foreign locations. The COVID-19 pandemic, a global economic downturn, and the months-long strike by actors and writers in 2023 have also caused Hollywood to grind to a halt. U.S. productions, which have taken advantage of tax incentives in places like Australia to make their films offshore, do so because the films are less expensive to make that way, explains Stephen Lubby, a lecturer in film at the Victorian College of Arts in Australia. Perhaps they may not get made without pursuing this pathway. This has created a complex dynamic where the U.S.-based entertainment industry has never been so dominant globally in terms of content creation and distribution, even as physical production increasingly takes place outside American borders. The plan to save Hollywood. California's ambitious revival strategy. Faced with an existential threat to one of its signature industries, California has responded with what Governor Gavin Newsom calls the most aggressive film and television production incentive in the nation. The $750 million gambit. When California Governor Gavin Newsom declared in October 2024 that he aimed to more than double the annual funding for the state's film and TV tax credit program, the lofty goal became a beacon of hope for an industry upended by years of strife. The program, initially created by then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2009 to boost California's marquee industry, has been expanded to allocate up to $750 million each year to film production, up from the previous $330 million. Newsom deemed the tax credit expansion essential to reviving an ailing industry. "It's on life support," he told reporters. "We need to step things up, and this is all part and parcel of economic recovery, economic growth." The expanded program, officially dubbed Program 4.0, also increases the amount each qualified applicant can receive, extends the credit to live-action and animated series, and devotes more money toward independent films. California's film tax credit was created in response to other states' incentives. As of 2024, 37 states had similar incentives. California's program is often compared to the unlimited tax credit in Georgia, a frequent destination for film production, and New York's incentives, which were raised in 2025 from $700 million to $800 million a year. But California's program is unique. It is the only state to award credits based on the likelihood of a project creating jobs and boosting the economy. It is also one of the few states to prohibit using the tax credits to pay above-the-line crews, such as directors, actors, or writers, ensuring that incentives directly support middle-class production jobs rather than star salaries. The Entertainment Union Coalition united for revival. While Newsom's funding infusion was certainly a lifeline, Hollywood union leaders knew they'd need more than just money in the bank to solve California's production problem. In February 2025, the Entertainment Union Coalition launched its Keep California Rolling one day after state lawmakers introduced a pair of bills meant to amend, update, and modernize the incentive program. Though the Entertainment Union Coalition had existed in some form for over a decade, this marked an unprecedented collaboration between the major unions representing workers across the entertainment industry. The coalition includes IATSE, representing below-the-line crew members, SAG-AFTRA, actors, the Directors Guild, the Writers Guild, and Teamsters Local 399, representing drivers and location managers. Our historic industry is really the linchpin of our economy, and people don't see it that way, says Brigitte Romanov, a costume designer who is executive director of IATSE Local 892, the Costume Designers Guild, and secretary of the California IATSE Council. We needed to make lawmakers understand that this isn't about Hollywood glamour, it's about middle-class jobs and economic stability for thousands of California families. Program 4.0, a new approach to production incentives. The revamped tax incentive program includes several key innovations designed to maximize job creation and ensure broad-based economic benefits. Jobs first focus. The program continues California's unique approach of prioritizing projects that create the most employment relative to their tax credit allocation. 18-month production requirement. TV series must return to production within 18 months to guarantee continued funding, after which the money will be reallocated. Previously, series were approved for funding not only for the current season but for the entirety of a show's run, making it increasingly difficult for new projects to make the cut. Expanded eligibility. The program now includes animated productions and increases allocations for independent films, broadening the types of projects that can benefit. Higher per project caps. Individual productions can receive larger allocations, making the program more competitive with states that offer uncapped incentives. Streamlined application process. The bureaucratic hurdles for applying have been reduced, though critics note that the program still operates through limited application windows rather than year-round accessibility. The initial results appear promising. In August 2025, the California Film Commission reported that applications for the revamped program were up as much as 400% from prior rounds. The increase in applications sends a clear signal that the enhancements we made to the program are resonating across the industry, the commission's executive director Colleen Bell told Deadline, adding that the organization expects the momentum to carry over into the current feature film application window. Productions that might have automatically gone out of state are now giving California a serious second look and will, in many cases, make the decision to shoot their projects here in California. The federal question: national solutions for a national industry. While California's efforts represent a critical step forward, many industry leaders argue that stemming the tide of runaway production ultimately requires federal intervention. The competition for production isn't just between states. It's increasingly international, with countries like Canada, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand offering aggressive incentives that have lured major Hollywood productions overseas. The $7.5 billion federal tax credit proposal. In a surprising political development, California Governor Gavin Newsom has offered to work with President Trump to develop a $7.5 billion federal tax credit aimed at keeping productions in the United States. I applaud President Trump for recognizing that we are losing a lot of films to foreign countries, and I hope he steps up, Newsom said. This unusual bipartisan proposal follows Trump's announcement of plans to impose a 100% tariff on any film produced in foreign lands, a move that sent shockwaves through the globalized film industry. Shares in major production companies like Netflix and Disney immediately fell due to an assumed rise in costs when productions can no longer profit from cheaper overseas locations. Many lawmakers, including Senator Adam Schiff, D. Burbank, and Representative Laura Friedman, D. Glendale, have long advocated for a national program to try to put the U.S. on a more equal footing with foreign countries that offer generous incentives. A coalition of Hollywood unions and industry trade groups, including the Motion Picture Association and guilds representing screenwriters, directors, and actors, has backed the idea of a domestic production incentive, saying the proposal would advance the goal of reassuring American jobs and providing economic growth around the country. As Congress undertakes 2025 tax legislation, we urge lawmakers to include a production incentive to support film and television production made by workers in America, the coalition said. The challenges of federal intervention. Despite growing support, a federal tax incentive faces significant obstacles. With so many competing priorities facing the country, including infrastructure, homelessness, and the opioid crisis, lawmakers could face difficulty justifying a vote to effectively subsidize the entertainment industry. The political optics on it are going to be very, very difficult, notes George Huang, a professor of screenwriting at the UCLA School of Theater, Film, and Television. To most people, the entertainment industry seems like a frivolous thing. Even if a federal film tax incentive were to pass, it's not guaranteed that filming would automatically flow back to the U.S., particularly if other countries chose to increase their own tax credit programs in response. Sanjay Sharma, who teaches media and entertainment finance at USC's Marshall School of Business, gives the federal incentive proposal 50-50 at best odds of becoming reality. The future of physical production, reimagining Hollywood. As the industry navigates these challenges, several emerging trends suggest potential paths forward for Hollywood's physical production ecosystem. Virtual production, a technological lifeline. One promising development is the rise of virtual production techniques, exemplified by shows like The Mandalorian, which use advanced LED stages to create photorealistic backgrounds in real time. This technology allows productions to visit exotic locations without leaving California, potentially neutralizing some of the advantages of shooting on location elsewhere. Virtual production represents a fundamental shift in how we approach filmmaking, explains visual effects supervisor Janet Miller. It combines the creative control of stage production with the visual richness of location shooting, while keeping jobs in Hollywood. Several major studios have invested heavily in virtual production facilities in Los Angeles, creating high-tech jobs that can't easily be outsourced. While the initial investment is substantial, the long-term benefits include reduced travel costs, compressed shooting schedules, and greater creative control. Specialty production, leveraging Hollywood's unique assets. Another strategy involves doubling down on the types of production where Hollywood maintains distinct advantages, particularly complex, effects-driven projects that require close coordination between physical production and post-production teams. Los Angeles still has the deepest bench of specialized talent in the world, notes production designer Nathan Richards. When you're making something truly cutting-edge, there's no substitute for having your key creative teams all within a 20-mile radius. This approach suggests a future where routine production may continue to take place wherever incentives are most advantageous, but the most challenging and innovative projects remain anchored in Hollywood to leverage its unmatched concentration of specialized expertise. Infrastructure reinvestment, modernizing Hollywood's physical assets. Several major studios have launched ambitious modernization plans for their Los Angeles facilities, betting that state-of-the-art infrastructure will help retain production even in a competitive incentive landscape. Warner Bros. Discovery announced a $500 million upgrade to its Burbank lot in 2024, while Universal Studios is investing $1.2 billion in production facilities and post-production technology. These investments signal a long-term commitment to maintaining Hollywood as a production hub, even as they diversify their geographical footprint. The studios are voting with their dollars, observes real estate analyst Maria Rodriguez. They clearly believe that premium production facilities in Los Angeles will remain essential to their business, even as they pursue projects in other regions. Conclusion: Hollywood at a crossroads. The decline of physical film and media production in Hollywood represents one of the most significant transformations in the industry's history. The convergence of changing consumer habits, technological disruption, globalized competition, and economic pressures has fundamentally altered the production landscape. Yet despite these formidable challenges, there are reasons for cautious optimism. California's expanded tax incentive program represents a meaningful commitment to preserving the state's signature industry. The potential for federal intervention, though uncertain, could level the playing field internationally. Technological innovations like virtual production offer new competitive advantages for Hollywood-based projects. Perhaps most importantly, the industry itself has mobilized in unprecedented ways. The collaboration between studios, unions, and government demonstrates a shared recognition that Hollywood's production ecosystem is worth saving, not just for its economic impact, but for its cultural significance and the tens of thousands of middle-class jobs it supports. Hollywood has reinvented itself many times before, reminds film historian Victoria Jorgensen. From the transition to sound, to the studio system's collapse, to the digital revolution, this industry has always found ways to adapt and thrive amid disruption. The coming years will determine whether this latest reinvention successfully preserves Hollywood's central role in global entertainment production, or whether the dream factory that defined American popular culture for a century will continue its gradual dispersion across the global production landscape. As Governor Newsom stated while advocating for the expanded tax incentives, "This isn't just about saving an industry, it's about saving the community of creative professionals who make the stories that define our culture. That's a legacy worth fighting for."
Thank you for listening to Hollywood Hustle. The story research was carried out by the Limitless Newsletter, and they also wrote the story. Episodes are edited by Robert Brooksby, with Albert Parker serving as the host. This podcast is produced by 1950 Studios and distributed through the Limitless Broadcasting Network. To get early access to this episode and enjoy it without ads, please subscribe to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com.
Calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman Podcast. Produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com.